From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian and rebel forces are continuing to battle Saturday in the besieged city of Aleppo, where some 250,000 people, including many children, are trapped in the divided city. Rick Brennan is the director of the World Health Organization's humanitarian emergencies.
According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks due to the bombardment, including 106 children. 846 other individuals have been injured. Again, almost a third children, 261 children.
The WHO is calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo. Syrian forces have been moving to retake parts of Aleppo run by rebels who fire on government-controlled sections of the city. The casualties continue to mount on both sides. At an ASEAN meeting hosted in Hawaii, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter was asked what he thought of comments by Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, saying if Adolf Hitler could kill millions of Jews, he could slaughter millions of drug users and drug dealers in his country.
That matter wasn't discussed at this particular meeting, but I can tell you that just speaking personally for myself, I find those comments deeply troubling.
Philippine police and vigilantes have killed at least 3,000 people for drug use and drug sales since Duterte took office. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate change deal to take effect, 55 countries must sign it. 1 month later, the deal would go into effect. This is VOA News. Pakistan.